Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2624, How to Come Up with a Financial Plan Without Visiting a Professional, part 2, by Jim Wang with MakingSenseOfSense.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Welcome back to Optimal Finance Daily, where I read to you every single day of the year, sometimes longer posts, which is the case today. It's actually a continuation from yesterday. So if you haven't done so already, I'd recommend listening to yesterday's episode first. But if you're all caught up, let's get right back into it and hear part two as we continue optimizing your life. How to Come Up with a Financial Plan Without Visiting a Professional, Part 2, by Jim Wang with MakingSenseOfSense.com. Planning Your Future States Continued. Let's think about the hardest savings goal, retirement. If you plan on taking the traditional career arc of work full-time for 40-plus years and retire at 65 to a life of leisure, you'll need to amass a nest egg. For this, I like to keep it simple. For something 40 plus years into the future, you'll have plenty of time to work on course corrections in 10, 20, and 30 years when you have a better understanding of your finances. For now, rely on the 4% withdrawal rule, which states that your retirement nest egg needs to be 25 times your expenses each year. If you only withdraw 4% of your nest egg each year in retirement, its own growth will support itself until you die. The math is simple. For each $1 million you save, you'll have $40,000 a year to spend. If you believe your retirement lifestyle will require $120,000 a year, aim to save $3 million for retirement. Let's keep it modest and say our retirement will cost $80,000 a year. That's $2 million in retirement savings. If that number looks big, you can adjust it for any pension or Social Security benefit you expect to receive in retirement. For example, I use the Social Security Quick Calculator and learned I'm trending towards a benefit of about $2,450 a month in benefits. That's $29,400 a year in benefits. So of the original $80,000, I now need to come up with just $50,600, or a nest egg of $1,265,000. And number three, planning on getting from A to B. You've done the hard part. Now time for the math part. Your plan is a series of future funding needs. House in 5 to 10 years, kids in 10 to 15 years, etc. Your plan will now help you, one, set how much to save, and two, where you will be saving it so you meet your funding needs. Let's take our example retirement goal, $1,265,000 in 45 years. How do we get there in 45 years? For that, we'll need a calculator. I kept the base assumptions, 8% investment returns, 3% inflation, retire at 65, and 20 years of retirement income. And it told me that I would need to save $822 a month towards retirement to reach a total retirement nest egg of $1,505,733. For retirement, I need to earmark $822 a month. Now I need to do this for all the future funding needs. If I want to save $20,000 for a house in 5 years, that's an additional $333 a month because I'm going to assume I put that in a savings account, not a more volatile but potentially more rewarding stock market because I intend to use it in 5 years. If those are my only two needs, I need to save about $1,155 a month, $822 in the stock market for my retirement, and $333 a month into a savings account for my house. Is that doable? That depends on how much breathing room you have in your income and expenses. If you can't save $1,155, then you may need to find ways to earn supplemental income, cut expenses, or adjust your future plans. If you're willing to wait an extra year on your house, then your monthly saving needs drop to just $1,100. If you reduce your down payment, your savings need to meet your goals will also decrease. By creating a plan, you can now make intelligent choices about your future with hard numbers. Review and update annually. Every year, review your plan. The numbers you used from a year ago will have changed. Everything from your funding needs to your income to your expenses to the investment returns, your plan should be adjusted too. Remember, the goal of all of this is to think about your future and to formalize a plan. Accuracy is important, but not paramount. If things change, adjust the plan accordingly. Perhaps you were given a larger than expected raise or received a windfall like an inheritance or a bonus, financial events that can accelerate your timeline. On the flip side, if you experience an accident or emergency that required you to dip into savings, those can affect your plan too. Don't overreact, especially on numbers like your volatile investment returns. It won't be 8% exactly. But adjust the plan accordingly, especially for funding needs that are within the next 5 years. Having a plan is important because it helps you make informed decisions. Without a plan, you're relying on your gut, and you will rarely make a good decision with perfect information. You just listened to part two of the post titled, How to Come Up with a Financial Plan Without Visiting a Professional by Jim Wang with MakingSenseOfSense.com. And I'll be right back with my commentary. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. I think financial planning helps one enjoy the true value of money because money is only as valuable as your clarity on how you'll use it and your comfort level of how much is enough. Coming up with a financial plan can give you some clarity and put your goals into context. And when you know where you stand and where you're headed, that can provide some comfort as well. But if I'm really honest with you, I'm not doing any financial planning right now. I used to do it, and I found it helpful in the past, but I've gotten to the point where it's no longer useful because I no longer have any financial goals. I think the point of a financial goal is to create a milestone where you will make a change. So you save up enough money to buy a house, and then you buy the house. You save up enough money to retire, and then you quit your job. You save up enough money to pay for your kids' college, and then you fund their education. Financial planning is most helpful when you have specific things that you want to do. It helped me get out of debt, save an emergency fund, buy a house, start a business, and retire at 33 years old. But now, I don't have any financial goals where planning is necessary, and I'm totally fine with that. I also have no idea when I will start drawing down on my portfolio or if my circumstances might change in a way that would warrant a want or need to increase my income. I'm sure there will be a reason for me to do more financial planning in the future, but at this moment, I'm perfectly content to not have any financial goals. But that's going to do it for today. Thanks so much for listening every day and sharing the show with others. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow for more Optimal Finance Daily, where your optimal life awaits.